Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Yes, you can. Hi, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. Hope your holidays are going along swimmingly. We had
first Christmas party.
First Christmas party last night at our friend Deborah Wagner's house, and it was very, she always does a great party there.
Yes.
And she actually gave me some real homemade almond roca.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, it's good stuff.
I didn't get any.
She's telling me how she makes it and how they make it and everything. I was like, ooh, that's
They have a group that gets together once a year, right?
I guess it's two clients of hers or two friends of hers that Deborah is a professional fiduciary. And but yeah, they got together at their kitchen and whipped it up. But it was really good, really good. And her husband Bill does a great job, and they have a new dog named Bella.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a cute little black Labrador. But we had a great time. So I hope you guys are having a holiday. Having a great, good holiday season
having a holiday.
So far.
Yeah, okay. We're just getting into
You're cutting out, by the way.
Getting into the swing of things.
There you go. That was that. Sounds like the dungeon has been opened or something. Anyway,
our Halloween music.
Yeah, so we are live on Facebook, so we actually came down here early so we could get on here early so you could see us.
We have a jumble of, if you've been paying attention, we've got we've been trying different microphone system each week for our Facebook Live. And so we've got our lavaliers now, but there's lots of cables and wires.
That's right.
We were all tangled up.
Yep,
so
we're all tangled up.
If you tuned in early, you got to watch me untangle.
Yeah, you would be able to hear us a little better, too.
That was fun.
With Facebook. So just to give you a heads up what's going on today, we're going to chat about the some new stuff when it comes to FHA and condo financing. That'll be happening in the spring. And we also have the approved list of FHA condos, which is like slim to none.
Yeah.
There's only four of them.
Kidding. And none are in Santa Rosa
either,
by the way.
None are in Santa Rosa. But that may all change sometime in the spring. So we had some
interesting
information about that. And so we'll be chatting about that, plus interest rates, which are looking, you know, kind of what they were last week. And they're like 4.25%, which is, you know, which is going to be the new norm, I think, for the months to come. I don't think we're going to see any, you know, big deal in the way of, you know, major changes in the interest rates. I don't think they're going to come down, and you're fooling with that. And then I'm going in and out of my sound thing here.
Actually, this is your
right?
Yeah. I'm just keep talking. I'm working away here. Keep talking. Nobody had to know that.
But the interest rates, you know, 4.25%. Yeah, you're right. 4.25%, and you can go ahead and you know, talk to your lenders about that and how to get qualified for that kind of loan. And if you wish to be in a home before Christmas, then that's another thing to do. It's going to be probably pretty tough to do that. I was speaking with Mark Masorti, who's one of the title company reps, and was telling me that the time after the holidays is going to be when they're going to be closed. So if you want to be in a home before Christmas, you know, it'll go right up to, you know, the day before, probably.
Right, because Christmas is on a Sunday this year, so that changes things.
So it's going to go till Friday. So Friday's going to be the last day you can record and, you know, own a home. So that's
very
the
nice.
24th
is Saturday.
So 23rd is the last day you can record to get into a home before Christmas.
Right.
Of course, that'd be one heck of a fast move, too.
Yes.
Recorded on a Friday.
Well, yeah, move in that weekend. Yeah.
Why not?
Spend your Christmas Eve moving in.
What a great thing to do on a Christmas weekend to get your first home.
Yeah.
Or your second home, or your third home, or your fourth home. And we can help you do all that stuff. So how do people get a hold of us?
Give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. That's 636-1350. NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of us throughout the week or during the show. NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com.
Because in real estate,
there are no dumb questions. And you can always visit our Facebook page, which is The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. Yep. And then, of course, Sunday morning, 9 to 10, we're live on Facebook. So you can watch us talking on the radio.
Yeah, and we're starting to do a little preview of the show coming up. We're going to make them a little shorter. The first one we did was kind of fun. It took us about five or six takes on it. But
we got a lot wrong.
Yeah, I know. We're wondering how many. First, it took us a while to figure out how to edit the darn thing. So
yeah, we're a work in progress.
We're always a work in progress here, but we always continually improve in the Real Estate Hour. So hopefully, you'll be listening. Now, next week, we're going to have the gentleman who has the California lights. And he's going to tell us where all the great spots are happening. And there's a great website. It's on the blog. It's on. I think we put it on Facebook, where you can actually go in. You know, look up.
Where you can find some great lights.
You put
in
Santa Rosa and they'll pop up. I mean, the great lights that I'm aware of are always, you know, here in Sonoma County is Christmas Tree Lane, you know, which is in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, and then that Walnut Ave, which is short little street, but, you know, pretty much every home I think is lit up.
Yeah.
Although it's funny, I'll tell you a little story. We had some clients that were searching for a home a couple of years ago, and it was I was telling them about. Oh yeah, this is the street where there was a house that was on the market on that street, and they don't celebrate Christmas. They're all, well, that'll be interesting, you know. So
You just have a dark house.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot, and they really get into it, and they serve cocoa, and they had, I think one year it was like they were doing a fundraiser. They serve cocoa for
called hot chocolate to all the rest of us. Cocoa. Hot chocolate.
Cocoa.
That's kind of a
everybody knew what I meant. Hot cocoa.
Hot chocolate, yeah. Hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay.
Anyway, so yes.
I think so many people call hot dogs wieners. I've never ever called a hot dog a wiener.
Yeah.
Have you, Joey, ever called a wiener?
Especially now.
We
never did.
They're hot dogs, but back in the East Coast, they're wieners. Yeah.
There was that.
You know, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, now we're all going to be singing that.
Really,
now you're aging yourself.
I know.
Really. I'm surprised Allison knew that.
We were going, what the heck is he talking about? Who could remember that little cute little kid singing on that dog?
Yeah.
That was a great commercial.
Well, there was this map that came out of somebody had posted on Facebook right around Thanksgiving time, and it talked about what parts of the country they called stuffing. You know, they call it stuffing, and then other parts they call it dressing.
Ah.
So it was state by state areas. Some people called it dressing. Some people call it
there's Best Foods
stuffing.
And there's Hellman's.
You know, I know. That's
the
all,
side
yeah.
of the Rockies all, or something. All, must be the Rockies.
We're all
that's
a little different, aren't
we? We're all a little different. California, we are always different.
We are always different.
Okay. So so you can give us a call if you want to at 636-1350. Mm-hmm. 636-1350. Also, we have a special announcement for you all. I mean, a lot of scuttlebutt's been going on in the regarding the PRMD, which is the Permit Resource Management Division. You've heard us talk about this
before.
Yeah,
and they've actually changed their name to Permit Sonoma, but we all still know them as PRMD.
Whatever, Permit Sonoma. But they're over in the county, and they have their own little building over there. And the whole thing originally when that was put together, I remember when it was first formed, before you had to go from building to building to building to building to building to get your any kind of permit work done.
Right.
I mean, the septic system would be over in another building with the wells. And then
the planning.
And the planning would be over there. And, you know, the survey would be over there. And then all this kind of plan check was over here. So they finally put it under one roof, which was, you know, a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
We applauded it at the time. But, you know, they had a lot of retirements recently, and a friend of mine texted me and said, no, they didn't all retire because of the health issue. No, that's what we heard. But regardless, they had, you know, eight folks over there retire, and that's a lot of experience.
You were talking about health insurance.
Yeah, it was about health insurance.
They all had a health issue.
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry. It was the cost of health insurance, and that's why they were supposedly leaving, and I heard that is not the case. But they did leave altogether, so you kind of wonder, then why did they leave altogether? But the thing is that you took a whole bunch of experience out of the mix over there. So now what we have today, you know, is a kind of novice group of folks over there who are trying to set things up, but it's not happening. So we're going to come back and explain what's happening with the groundwater, wastewater issues, and we're also going to chat about why they have a public meeting coming up where you can actually get in there and see, or excuse me, talk to the folks. So we're going to take a break. Our call-in numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350, and we'll come back and chat about that, plus more. I'm Mike Kelly, and there's Allison Norman.
I'm Allison Norman.
Right back after these words.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Should you be addressing one of those questions you're afraid to ask? Is my retirement plan in good shape or am I in trouble? With people living longer and longer these days, what is the best plan for you to not outlive your retirement income? Local financial advisor Pat Petucci will discuss questions like those and other timely financial issues as he hosts Your Financial Life every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
I'll be home. Yes, but you better hurry up if you're going to be at home before Christmas, because right now, today is the, what, the 4th? December 4th, 5th, 3rd, 4th, what is something like that? Hey, wait, we have a newspaper in front of us. Ta-da! It's the 4th. And speaking of the newspaper, if you go to my, well, I have a column this week in the Press Democrat.
Yes.
And it's all about, we talked about it before on the show, it's all about that migration issue that we're seeing in the Bay Area, and where people are going. And they're basically, as I stated in the article, looking for, you know, jobs, number one, and then affordable housing. Some people may argue that they're looking for affordable housing because the Bay Area is just so expensive. And that's going to be a huge issue. I was speaking with a gal last night who's thinking about getting on some city or county boards. And I told her, I said, you need to get in there and talk about housing, because right now, the way the housing looks, we're not seeing all that much coming online. You know, Shirley Zane, who's the supervisor for our district here in Santa Rosa, is really her motto now is build, baby, build. so we'll see how, you know, it should be approve, baby, approve.
Yeah.
Not build, baby, build. You know, it needs to be approve, baby, approve, so we can get some approval done. There's an interesting article in our California Association of Realtors magazine this month, and there's a gal in there who has a really interesting group. They'd have to do with getting projects built here in Sonoma County, or excuse me, in the Bay Area. So we're going to think we're going to have her on as a guest, if I can get her, because she's got some really interesting takes. Her thing is just build everything. Build, build it. Just build it. And don't worry about it. Just build. So that runs into a problem with everybody when you say that.
All the environmentalists. Yeah. Oh, well, hang on a minute.
What? No, I don't know. You can't do that. You can't do that. Anyway, so, but the article is on page, what is that? Is that D? R16 for real estate.
R16.
And I talk about the housing affordability issue and the migration. And we talked about it before, but you take a look at the article. The they took my graphic that I've had with it, and it's they made it so small that even with my magnifier glasses on, I can't read it. So, but it just kind of shows you the net migration in the Sonoma County coming out of San Francisco. And so everybody's leaving San Francisco except for those who work in Santa Clara who are coming to San Francisco. And the reason they are doing that is because obviously the tech firms are there, Google's there, Salesforce is there, big tech companies. And so now the Bay Area, San Francisco, is getting that reputation where there's so many startups happening in San Francisco now where you can, you know, leave one job and, you know, the next day you probably have another job, you know, next door or down the street. And that's what it's starting to look like in San Francisco. So you see a lot of folks moving up to San Francisco from Santa Clara, which is, you know, one high price market to the other.
Yeah.
You know, and but those people can afford it. There's some, you know, young millennials out there making just incredible money.
Right.
And there are some young millennials who are still trying to pay off their college debt. it's an interesting phenomenon, those millennials. They'll figure it out eventually, just like we figured out as boomers. So take a look at the article. It's R16 in the Press Democrats. Very interesting. It kind of tells you, you know, one of the big things it'll tell you is that once the smart train ever gets going, do you see that they want to do that one crossing, the Jennings Avenue crossing? It went from $1.5 million to $2.5 million, $780,000 for programming of the system. Who's got that contract? I mean, you know, geez, give it to a 14-year-old. I haven't done it in a couple of days.
Yeah, there you go.
But obviously, it's much more complicated than that. But still, $780,000 to program.
Yeah. And that was a big deal, that crossing.
There must be one guy who knows the program.
I know.
Yes. That's the only way you could charge you that much. You know that? Yeah.
Well, that was a big deal, that one crossing, because that really split a neighborhood in half. And a lot of kids that walked to school there. And that's the way that they got back and forth and over to Cottingtown. So that was a huge deal, putting that, you know, redoing the train, and that they needed to figure something out.
You know, they probably had the same argument when they put 101 right down the middle of Santa
I know,
Rosa,
right?
You said, you're splitting our neighborhoods. What are you doing? Oh, my God. You know, they did it anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it should be interesting. But so hopefully the smart train. But what the reason I brought up the smart train is because, boy, we just kind of go
I know,
off
we
a
do,
tangent,
huh? We're a
don't
couple
we?
Of squirrels.
Yes.
A couple of dogs chasing squirrels, right? You know, squirrel.
Okay.
Oh, stop. People know what I'm talking about.
They do.
Chasing
okay.
those shiny objects.
Could somebody
you know?
Call me and let me know what she's talking about? Anyway, the reason the smart train is because they feel that's going to take people that are paying expensive, used to paying expensive rents,
right.
prices in Marin County, and they're going to, you know, they're going to be coming
bring
up
them,
to Sonoma County because,
yeah.
hey, now we can work. Okay, we can take the train down to Marin County instead of living in Marin County.
Exactly.
Because we know the difference between Novato home prices and Santa Rosa home prices.
Yeah.
There's a significant difference.
Yeah, and then you get further down into San Rafael and then, you know, forget about it when you get down to Tiburon and Sausalito. It's like, you know, you might as well be across the bridge in San Francisco.
Anyway, but the thing is that's going to draw those people up here to, you know, pay the rents perhaps that we have now, keep the home prices inflated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a good thing. You know, Chris Thornburg, who is the economist with Beacon Economics, he brought that up and saying that's part of the downside of having the smart train. So we shall see if they ever get running.
Well, it is interesting because with the train, they you know, the people from out of the area that are used to the train, you know, the city or, you know, places where they have the subway
East Coast,
all that.
Usually, yeah.
Well, even coming up from the East Bay and, you know, South Bay, they're thinking this is a huge benefit and that it's going to, you know, increase prices. And they want to, I mean, we've had clients that want to buy something along the train stops because they think there's going to add value there.
Sure.
And then we've got the locals here that'll be, oh, why, you know, why do we have a train? No one's going to drive, you know, ride it. So there's a whole two different, you know, ways of looking
we'll
at it.
See how it shapes.
Yeah,
out.
We shall see.
Yeah. Okay, so page R16 is my article on the Crow Summer Crack. And that's the real estate section. You can just take that out and take it with you. It's in the PD.
Yeah, open house guides.
Open house guides are in there. And all this great information about real estate. And,
yeah, we have nothing open today, but I do have that listing in that condo in Sonoma that's available.
That condo?
That condo I've been talking about.
You know, you've had on the market for a while. It's called That Condo.
It's a really, if people walk in and go, wow, this is great. I mean, it's a great condo. Unit, yeah. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath, all single level. It's on a slab, so you truly don't even have to step up to get inside.
Yep.
A huge backyard as far as condos go. It's the biggest yard in the complex. It's all the way at the end.
It's more of a patio than a yard.
It's like a courtyard. Like, you enter it to get into the front door. And nice new deck around the back. It has an air conditioning furnace system fairly new.
You could walk down to the square in Sonoma.
Yeah,
bicycle down there easily, very easily. There's all sorts of great restaurants around there.
Yeah, this is a cool property.
Really cool place. Everybody wants to be in Sonoma, either that or Healdsburg. It's got that beautiful town square. Your friends can come up and you stay with you in the condo. Then you guys all walk down and get brunch, and hang out in the square.
Exactly. You can't do a vacation rental because Sonoma has an ordinance not allowing it. But you can rent it and you can certainly use it as a second home. So if you have any interest, it's listed at $510,000. And it is available, and I could meet you there and show it to you if you have any interest. It's not open today, but I can open it for you.
You got it. Then also, we have a couple of more other properties coming up. They're trust sales, and they have both interesting dynamics with them. When you work with trust sales where a family is selling a property or a fiduciary selling a property, we have one where they didn't put it in the trust originally. They had it. The original home, they sold that. They had the trust, but they never put the new home in the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So now they need to file what they call a Hagstead petition. And our friend Jan O'Neill, who's an attorney, we're going to have on the show here probably sometime in maybe late January or February, does a lot of wills and trusts. She is actually working with these folks to get the petition filed.
Mm-hmm.
Takes about anywhere from 60 to 90 days, but they usually will allow you at that point, and the petition says, we want to put the property into the trust.
Right, and you have to basically show that the intent was there, obviously it was meant to be in the trust because the other house was in the trust, just never got in, or maybe you refinanced and you never put it back in or something. You have to be able to show that.
Yeah, that's a caveat to all you folks who are using like trust mills, they call them, where you just go online and do it. You know, just having a trust doesn't really mean anything unless you put stuff into the trust.
The stuff in it, darn
So just, just don't think that if you have a trust, you've got it taken care of. Then you have to take your properties and put them in the name of the trust.
Yes.
All right. So it's make important. Sure you do that. A lot of people skip that. And then, they find out later on that what they wanted, their heirs usually find out.
Yeah.
At that time,
scrambling.
At that time, you're pretty well done, because if you never had it in there to begin with, you can argue, your intent wasn't to do that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Hagstead is the way to go. If you're not familiar with that, you can always, Google it online, or you can just, we can let you know, get your name of a good attorney to chat with. I would tell you, but my phone is being used as a video camera right now. so we'll probably post it on somewhere on Facebook and let you know. But anyway, so that's something to consider. Make sure that when you do a trust that you do put your properties or whatever you have into that trust.
Right. And like you said, we're going to have Jan on. We don't have her on it. We don't have a date yet for her.
No, not yet.
But Jan O'Neill, and a lot of important information, and it really is necessary. I mean, it is a good idea to put your property into a trust. And the reason why, one of the main reasons, is if you pass away, you're not sticking your heirs with this, probate process that could take a year, and then they're dealing with all of this.
To deal with. Probate is very expensive.
Right.
Now, not everybody needs to have a trust, okay? But you need to talk to a trust attorney so they can tell you that. They need to look at your estate and say, you really could benefit from a trust, especially if you're going to be passing on leaving things to your children. And you always want to do that. And then, then what they do is the nice thing about when you pass away, the only nice thing, is that you get a stepped up basis on your property. Unfortunately, you're dead, so you can't really. But what it
your
means.
Your family gets that.
Yeah, your family gets that. What that means basically is if you pass away and a house is worth $500,000, you bought it for $40,000, okay, the capital gains is based on the $500,000. that's your stepped up tax basis. Okay.
Yes.
So
that's that final gift you're giving your family.
The final gift. Yes. I've got it in a trust.
And you're done. Final gift.
Okay, cool. All right. So we will take any of your calls, 636-1350. We had a lot of calls last week, 636-1350. So give us a call if you have any questions on real estate, if you're currently in a real estate transaction, or you're currently, you know, pondering or thinking about it, give us a call. Right?
Yes.
And how would they do that?
799-3617.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
24 dead, and that number and the magnitude of the tragedy will increase, say emergency officials at the site of the warehouse fire in Oakland, California. They've updated just in the past hour, says ABC's Alex Stone at the scene.
Conditions inside the building are so dangerous, only 20% has been searched. Battalion Chief Melinda Drayton says they have 80% left to go. It's a slow process.
We had firefighters with basically coveralls and buckets and shovels taking bits of debris out into the vacant lot to then be loaded into dump trucks and removed to an off-site location.
In just the middle section of the warehouse, she says 10 bodies have been found, and they expect to find more as they continue to search.
Fire officials describe the search as dangerous and somber. It will take days with heavy equipment and teams of skilled firefighters and investigators. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Partly cloudy today, topping out at 65, 62 on the shores. Clear skies tonight, low 48, 49 on the shores. It's mostly sunny for Monday at 60 degrees, 57 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, we'll have a few clouds at 56, 55 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Yes. Joe's favorite song of the holiday season. I mean, it wouldn't be the holiday season without our song and our tribute to being into a home before Christmas. So
yes.
Hopefully you'll take advantage of that, and hopefully you'll take advantage of it by calling Allison and I, and we can help you get into a home before Christmas. And hopefully it's got a working septic system.
And the reason why.
The reason why is because we've had some issues with the repairer, okay, of those systems. And there's a repair policy that was with the county for many years. And it was basically, if you wanted to do a voluntary repair of your septic system, they would allow you to do that. And that just
right.
basically means nobody had called in and saying, hey, there's sewer running down the street. The system had it failed, but they did. You just did. You probably just did. You probably wanted to do a voluntary repair to either move the system or just add to it, and make sure it's working okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've had people going down to do that, and they've been told, no, actually you need to do a groundwater test, which is what? So groundwater tests you usually do when you do initial design of a septic system, and it determines the perkability of the property. So they came back, and they said, now you need to do that, or go, wait, we're just doing a repair.
That was voluntary.
It was voluntary. Nobody's telling us to do it. They said, I'm sorry, this is what you need to do. Then people do it. They find out that, guess what? They can't put a regular system in there, okay, according to the regs today, as they have today.
Right.
So now they're looking at a new system. And they usually always, unfortunately, go to a mound. It seems like it's either a regular system or a very expensive mound system. And the mounds are like $40,000 to $60,000 to put in. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty devastating if you're going to, maybe you just bought a home, right? Or you own it for a while and you want to do a repair.
Yeah.
And your realtor said, yeah, just don't worry about it. They have a voluntary repair, da 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 da. You walk in there and the county says, that'll be $40,000 to $60,000. And you're going,
right.
But my realtor said, and so,
said, don't worry about it.
So they're going to call, number one, their attorney, number two, the realtor.
Yes.
Right? So we're trying to avoid all that. So that being said, our good friend Mike Trainin, who is a registered sanitarian, worked for the county for years, does really good inspections, the kind of like go-to guy for septic inspections, he just called us. And his number, by the way, if you, can, you wish to get a hold of Mike, is 526-0872-707-526-0872. And they're having a public meeting at the PRMD, the Permit Resource Management Division, or as you call it now, the
Permit Sonoma.
Permit Sonoma.
A new name.
It's going to be December 15th. That's a Thursday. It'll be 4 to 6 p.m. Now, we've had a number of realtors call me and say, Mike, you know, we've run into this issue. One had it resolved. And then the other, I think, I don't know if they had theirs resolved, but hopefully, they are going to modify or let everybody know what is the repair policy for the county. And if you have any problems, this is your time to come in there and give input.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a homeowner and you're thinking about doing a voluntary repair, you need to get in there and chat about it. It's going to be December 15th, Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's after work. So hopefully you can get in there.
Which is interesting because I went on to the PRMD website this morning looking at their calendar for this meeting, and I found something on December 15th, but it was a different time.
Yeah, well, that was probably a different meeting.
I know. So what I'm saying is,
you're saying what? That there's
it's not. Yeah,
day.
It's not on the PRMD calendar. Yeah, okay. So write it down now. Is what I was saying.
Good. Good. So it's 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday. Okay, and it's going to be at the PRMD. The PRMD is located. It's in the back where all those state government buildings are. Okay, do you have the address? You could say it, you know.
Are you sure? It's 2550 Ventura Avenue. 2550 Ventura Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Yeah,
so over by the courthouse.
Yeah,
just
go behind In-N-Out Burger and it's over there.
Go on back there.
Yeah. So anyway, so your input is wanted. If you've had land use issues before with the county, I'm sure, our friend Tom Havstad will be there. He's a permit consultant himself. And then Mike Trainin will be there, who does, a lot of work with septic systems. And other folks obviously will be there, design people and a whole bunch of folks.
I would imagine Hogan probably,
too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and we're going to be down there ourselves. One of us will be there.
We'll come check it out, yeah.
Because we want to find and we want to report back to you what's going on.
Absolutely. And if you are looking to purchase a country property or, like Mike said, if you own one. But if you're looking to purchase one, it would probably be a good idea for you to go down and get this information as well. And, when I could see this being a really big issue with a buyer where maybe, something came up on the pest report, it needs a repair, you're asking for a credit so that once it closes escrow, you can do that repair. That's a pretty dangerous place to be with this new ruling, I would imagine, because I would ask the seller to let's get this repair done and then close escrow or put something in the paperwork, something that this is going to be done, not just putting a dollar amount on it for the repair, because, you know, what you think could be, you know, you know, $5,000 to repair is going to be a whole new system that you're going to find out after the close of escrow. So that's why this is really important if you're buying country property.
Yeah, and never, ever settle for a credit when you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll say, oh, leach line, yeah, they're about this much money here. We'll give you some, oh, okay, thanks a lot. Then you find out that it's not a leach system, it's a leach field and maybe a new tank. We have one property that we were looking to write an offer for a client, but it has a cesspool.
Yes.
You know, and there's no room for expansion on these things. I mean, there are little tiny lots, and this one is up in the, you know, the those typical resort areas in the Russian River, starting, you know, at the Mirabel Park all the way out, guys. You get into these little tiny cabins that were built for nothing but summers. And it's on a hill. There's a, it's a, you know, it's been there forever. Of course, then you wonder, where is the effluent going? You know, down the hill.
I know.
Into the Russian River. So,
like, okay, well, if it breaks, we could always just put a regular system in, but not necessarily, and don't assume that. And in this case, our lender said they will not even loan on this. They won't even loan on any property with a cesspool. And yes, they do have to know, because the appraiser is going to write down what type of sewage, you know, waste system there is.
And then if you're 90% financing, they usually always require a septic report. So, you know, you got to know your stuff when you're out there in the marketplace. Don't get stuck, you know, with, you know, a huge bill that you had no idea was coming down your way. If your agent doesn't, you know, do country property, doesn't know what they're talking about, it's pretty easy to say, so what's the septic system? And they go, what? If they say that, then you say, I got the wrong agent, okay?
Yeah, hopefully in Sonoma County, all our lenders know, because we get a lot of country property. Yeah.
So speaking about lenders, we have a slight bone to pick here.
We do.
We do. Now, we're going to tell you all where the FHA places are.
So yeah, and we'll talk about rates, too. But
stay
first,
tuned for that.
First, let's pick this bone.
But well, what happened, and now this is something that you just don't do, folks. Now, when you buy a property, and we used to see this all the time with REOs. Remember that, Ollie? We'd have a guy come along and say he's paying cash.
Yep.
So he'd have down, you know, $10,000 deposit, the remaining balance, this, cash deal, no loan, right?
Right.
Well, then they'd call you a week after you accepted their offer, because there were 20 other offers, but you accepted theirs
because they were cash. And they might have been a little less, you know, lower price.
Whatever,
but
whatever. You know. But so anyway, so they come to you a week later, they go, you know, Mike, my client, you know, he'd like to save some of his money because this property needs a bunch of work. So if you don't mind, we're going to get a regular loan. Excuse me? Number one.
And first, they don't usually say, if you don't mind, we're going to, they just say, here's what we're doing. Yeah, and you're all, wait a minute, what?
You go, sorry, wait a second. You had, this was a cash deal. You're changing the terms. You can't unilaterally change the terms that way.
Yeah.
That's the key here. Okay. Somebody just can't say, well, Mike, you know, we decided, yeah, we're not going to do cash. We're going to do a 90% loan. Mm-hmm. On this property, get out of here, right? So this happened to us where we had a lender. Okay, I had a property that was being sold, and the gentleman's putting 20% down, 80% loan to value, one loan. We took that offer. It was a stronger offer, higher price. We took it over a cash deal, all right? And it turns out, once we had to renegotiate because of the appraisal, we were down to the same price we would have had as a cash deal. All right, so I was a little miffed about that, but then also, I got a call from the lender who I he wasn't my lender. I'm the listing agent.
Right.
So,
and this is a week before you were going to close?
Yeah. No, like 2 days before.
Okay.
All right. And he says, oh, by the way, Mike, you know, the first in the in escrow, but I'm waiting for the second. I went, what second? Well, we're getting a second. We're doing a 90% loan. I said, is this property? He's, yeah. And they turned us down. I go, yeah, no kidding. And he says, well, we're looking for, I said, excuse me, you, and the agent, listing agent or selling agent didn't know. He said he didn't know anything about it. All right. And I go, you cannot unilaterally change the terms of this. He said, I do it all the time. I go, excuse me?
Yeah.
You know, I hope you do it all the time with permission of all parties.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Because I never would have accepted this property with a 90% loan. It's just not a 90% loan property. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an old barn structure.
It was going to be really hard to comp. Right?
Yeah, it'd be hard to comp and hard to get a loan for it. So that just ticked me off. And I was, and we would have every right in the world to cancel the contract right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And say, look, you've changed your terms. You let us know about it. You've been, you know, there's no disclosure. So, and so this guy's freaking out like crazy because I'm all over him, you know, and just telling him to get his act together. So what happened eventually is that they came back, well, we can't get the loan the second, so now they're going to do cash. Because I said, well, why didn't you have cash originally? You showed us with 20% down. You gave me a letter showing an 80% loan. I assume the guy has the money. So anyway, so the long story short is that we extended the escrow, and we're basically going to be looking at they have other funds which they can bring money forward. So hopefully we'll see that next Friday. But if they don't, guys, it'll be back on the market. So I'll keep you posted on that. So these are the things that happen that you just got to be careful about. You just can't unilaterally change, you know, the terms of your contract.
And I actually just had a lender say the same thing in an
Well, once you hold that, we'll take a break, please, because it's a quarter, see, quarter. And we'll come right back with that in the Real Estate Hour, and that noise. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
636-1350. Call the numbers. We'll come back and hear what Allie wants to say about the lender. Right back.
The Kim Komando Show, Sundays, noon to 3, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, the last segment of the Real Estate Hour. And you know what? We're going to probably have to break our long-standing rule about always live on the radio.
I know, because what's happening on Sunday, December 25th?
That's, yes. That means we're not going to be here, right, Joe? We're not coming out for Christmas.
I will be about 2 hours after the show.
You're coming down?
Yeah, because the Warriors are playing Cleveland that day.
Oh, on Christmas, really?
Yeah, the broadcast starts at 11 o'clock, so I'm losing out on a big Christmas tradition in our family, which sort of bumps me a little
bit.
That's
a bummer. Yeah. Wow.
But, does that mean you're going to tape?
Yeah.
I think we're going to tape the show, because I don't think we're going to show up.
I'm not going to be here on Christmas. Sorry, guys.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah, I don't want to be here Christmas. Yeah. We love you guys dearly, but...
Well, remember, there was a time the station just did wall-to-wall Christmas music.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. We should talk about that. Maybe we don't have to tape it. Okay. Anyway, so the...
We will be here New Year's Day, though, I think we decided, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a question. What? You're not going to be here New Year's Day?
No, I probably will, but I'm just wondering what kind of shape you guys are.
I know.
Be.
I don't either. Yeah.
I'm not a party animal.
I celebrate. I stay up for the midnight thing.
And
Eastern
then go to sleep.
Time.
Oh, Eastern. Yeah. So. No, I actually stay up till midnight, but then I go to sleep. You know, I'm that exciting. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So now you were saying something about 11.
Well, no, I was just finishing.
Talk about these four.
No, I know. And I was just finishing the thought that we were having about changing the terms of the contract. And as far as loan versus cash versus FHA, I mean, sometimes things happen throughout the process and you need to make a change.
But if you
need to agree. Everybody, you can't just say, oh, you know, by the way, we're not cash, we're getting a loan instead. But I've actually had a lender just recently say, you know, it doesn't matter, just write the offer, we can work it out after. And it's like, don't just assume that, because your offer, you know, when we get several offers, maybe one's an FHA, you know, 3% down, 3.5% down, then there's the person that's putting 20% down, and then there's the cash that doesn't need an appraiser. When we sit down with our seller, we're looking at the terms of your offer, not just the price, but the terms and which one is more likely to make its way all the way to closing. And so we're basing our decision, and the seller is basing their decision on the terms of your offer. So right. You can't just say after, oh, by the way, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. I'm doing it this way instead.
Yeah.
Even though you can make it work, you still need to have it agreed to. So don't just assume if your lender says, don't worry about it, we'll change it. You need to understand that you may not be able to change it, and you could be in a whole heap of trouble if you try.
Yep, like these people were.
So don't do it. Okay, talk. Okay, so speaking of FHA, there are condominiums, and we have the numbers actually for the what's available. Active listings in Sonoma County is at 579 right now. That's been pretty consistent.
Well, that's
is it
dropped.
Up a little, or
it's
is it dropped
considerably? Yeah.
Condos, there's 54 in Sonoma. You get down to Marin, you've got 220 and 69 condos, so the numbers are dramatically different, but they're also about half the size of Sonoma County. So those are the numbers there. So
twice the price. Their medium is $1.1 million.
Well, because I was looking and going, oh my gosh, there's only 220 available listings in Marin, but their population is 258 plus, and ours is just under 500,000. Yeah. So, you know, it makes sense. But anyway, back to FHA. So condos, there's 54 available condos in Sonoma County right now. If you the FHA, when you are paying with FHA and a condo, you have to have an approved complex.
Right.
There are four in the entire county of Sonoma.
And Allie is eventually going to tell you which four they are, too.
There are, I was making my point. So there are only four. When you write an offer, it's FHA, you're getting a condo, it has to be an approved complex. The only four, there is one in Rohnert Park, which is on Meadow Pines. It's the Meadow Pines complex in Rohnert Park. That is an FHA-approved complex.
Right.
There is in Agua Caliente, in Sonoma on Agua Caliente Road, the Fieldstone complex is FHA approved. And then there's another in Petaluma, which is Park Place Petaluma. And another in Petaluma. So there's three in Petaluma. This is the Shelter Hills. Or no, there's two Petaluma, one Rohnert Park, one Sonoma. So Shelter Hills townhouses in Petaluma.
Right.
Those are the only four eligible complexes. And what's interesting, if you want to go by yourself and look at this FHA website and look for approved complexes, you have to be really careful, because when you look down the list of status, there's a whole bunch of them that say approved.
Yeah.
But you got to look all the way over to the right-hand side, and it shows it when it expires. And all of them except these four have expired.
It's kind of hard to get one of these approved. The HOAs have to go through all sorts of hoops.
And
with only 54 listings condos on the market right now, they're not about to do that.
Yeah, so the complex, the HOA has to go through a whole bunch of hurdles to do this, so that's why they've let them expire.
However,
we have good news for you.
Why don't you give them tell us that?
and this we wanted to thank Pete Phillippe, who's with Freedom Mortgage, who gave us this information about the complexes, but also let us know that coming up beginning of the year, there is going to be a new, some loosening of the FHA rules, where they're going to be able to do site approvals again. And this was something that happened.
Well, individual, they don't have to do the
whole complex.
Not
site approval. Yeah, so you take your one particular condo and you say, we need to do an FHA financing on this. The lender will go and figure out all of they have to look at the financials and the rent to own.
Which anybody normally would look at anyway. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But this is the lender looking at it, and they can actually approve if it fits in with all of the FHA requirements.
Approval.
They can do a spot approval on that individual condo and not the whole complex.
Right.
And that's huge, huge, huge for FHA. Yeah.
So that'll probably be in the spring at some time. And when we
it does happen, we'll
let you know. But Pete Phillippe has been on the show many, many, many years. You've heard him on here before. He's now with Freedom Mortgage. And his telephone number.
And his phone number, yeah. His office phone number is 542-4880. That's 707-542-4880. He would love to talk to you about financing your home purchase.
That's right.
And he does a great job. And
they do a lot of FHA over there, too, at Freedom Mortgage.
Yeah, so he's super knowledgeable about that.
Super knowledgeable. And the manager over there used to be with Wells Fargo, really good guy named Marco. So they're a good firm.
Yeah.
We're going to have, though, Otto Kobler on next week. And Otto's going to come on and talk about just what it means for the increase in the and the home prices for FHA, VA, the conforming limits, this kind of thing. They've all changed. So we're going to go through it with Otto and find out just what the numbers are.
Yeah, and keeping with our holiday theme, we're also going to talk about gift funds and what you can do as far as gift funds with loans. Because certain loans, you're allowed to have somebody give you the down payment. Yep. There's other loans where you're not allowed to do that. So we'll talk about which loans you can do it with and not, and what a great idea for Christmas. How
it
about
is.
A gift of a down payment?
Yeah. Mom and Dad, come on.
We talked about those crowdsourcing and all of that last week. Was that last week we talked about it? And, you know, really the important part of all that is, are you allowed to with the loan that you're using?
Yeah,
are you allowed to get those
gift
funds?
If you're looking at, say, a $500,000 house in Sonoma County, which is below the medium home price, the actual medium active price is $749,000.
Yeah.
So that's the medium of those properties on the market. So half the market's above that and half the market's below that. I ran the numbers, but I'm going to kind of wait it just another week. We'll talk about it more in detail next week. But, you know, if you I think tax-wise, you're able to, per child, you know, give money per year. So I would talk to your accountant about this and your CPA or your enrolled agent and figure out how it works. But, you know, we're talking 3% down, you know, that's $15,000. And a lot of us have that in our IRAs, our SEP IRAs. So it'd be a good time to maybe take money out of that, give it to your kid. You can give it to him in the form of a loan, or just give it to him as a gift, write it off for your taxes at the end of the year. You know, then next year they have the money to go ahead and make that purchase.
Yeah. Yeah. If you do it in the form of a loan, it's a little tricky with your lender.
Yeah. You got to be careful. But just double check, you know, with the lender. I mean, if your kids are thinking about buying a home and you know, we'd recommend Pete. You know, Otto, Eric Oquist at Wells Fargo, any number of great lenders, out there that would help you out. And you could talk to them. And Otto's got a great program we're going to chat about when he's on the air next week, about how you can improve your FICO scores dramatically in a very short amount of time. Mm. So you can go from, say, a 595 up to like a 680 or 7. Okay.
So by doing certain things.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's going to get you the better rate. The higher the FICO scores you're going to get, the better rate you're also going to get. So we'll chat about that in a whole bunch more. But as far as the numbers are concerned, the medium home price went about 9% over last year again. But we're starting to see a dramatic decline. I went back 3 years, and we're up about 24% over 3 years. When we did this about 2 years ago, we were up like 49%. So we've had this incredible run up, and now it's starting to not quite flatten out.
Yeah.
But still, it's off substantially than it was before.
Yeah, but it's still inching up a little, though, right?
Of course it is.
And you know, people are afraid that we're gonna, we're in a bubble, but because there's no inventory,
right?
And people still want to buy. And here's an interesting thing. I know we're getting close to the end here, but I wanted to talk about you know, people think that they shouldn't be putting their house on the market right now in December. But I'll tell you what, we're working with a lot of buyers right now. And every single day we're checking the MLS to see what else is there that our buyers could buy. And there's a lot of people out there looking at them, too. So if you're trying to sell your home, you don't necessarily have to wait till next year.
Yeah.
December is a good time to put your house on the market.
Sure is.
And there's buyers out there looking.
Plenty of buyers out there. And we know we have the buyers, so we'd love to chat with you. Give Allison a call. after the show at 799-3617. Mm-hmm. 799-3617. We hope you're going to be at a home before Christmas. We will see you next week. We're going to talk about all the great holiday lights out there next
week.
Yeah,
fun stuff.
Have Otto Kobler on talking about the new conforming loan limits.
Yeah.
And Joe Pasquini will be here too. So he will.
All right. Maybe we'll wear our Santa hats and our ugly sweaters.
Why
and
not?
Stuff.
Okay, we'll see you next week. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Have a great Sunday.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation.